Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Are you looking for a bull that's got bone, mass, power, and the ability to get the job done? Well, neighbor, you need to check out this year's Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming up this Saturday, April 11th at Follett, Texas. Put on by the Griswold Cattle Company. Their website, GriswoldCattle.com. That's where you'll find details of the 200 bulls, 50 bred heifers that'll be selling this Saturday, April 11th. For details, go to GriswoldCattle.com. The sale will be seen also on DVAuction.com. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're looking at our livestock futures here this morning. And, the cattle futures ended up with a pretty decent day yesterday, mostly positive.
That's right, Dave. We did see our live cattle and feeder cattle trade mostly higher, and they closed higher yesterday. Now, this was a second straight session of most of the contracts trading within Tuesday's trading range. Now, there still has been no cash cattle trade in the feed yard, and at the moment, it just seems like if we have steady money, that might be the best we accomplish this week. Our lean hogs did close on the negative side yesterday. Now, as far as the meat prices, choice box beef was down 75 cents. Select boxes were up $1.40 and had a total movement of 136 loads. Cattle kill estimated at 98,000 head, and the cash feeder index was up 5 cents. On the close yesterday, June cattle were 12 cents higher, May feeders up 22 cents, and June lean hogs 30 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures here today, and coming off another pretty tough day, lower across the board at the close yesterday.
Yes, Dave, it was not a very pretty day as the wheat, corn, and soybeans traded lower, made new lows for the week, and closed negative. The USDA supply and demand report yesterday was mainly a neutral report for the wheat, corn, and soybeans, as it came very close to all the trade expectations. The biggest problem was there was nothing price-friendly in the report. Now, with the report behind us, the trade will now focus on the weather, the planting pace this spring, and the ongoing harvest in South America. Now, most of central and western Kansas overnight dipped below 32 degrees. Well, here at 720, the May KC wheat's down 2.25 cents. May corn's up 0.25 cents. May soybeans 0.75 cents higher. May cotton 85 points lower. May crude oil 13 cents lower. The June dollar index is up 54 cents. And at the moment, June Dow Jones futures 23 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. And visit with you again on Monday. You have a great weekend in the meantime. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.